I just want to go back, really, in terms of the comments that were made at the beginning, in terms of the emphasis on public borrowing. Mm. And obviously, we're in a very, very difficult and interesting climate, that word interesting again, in terms of the huge emphasis on deficit reduction and borrowing reduction. And I'm looking at Elinid here, who's nodding to that particular point. I mean, in terms of what we're looking at, in terms of the amount of investment that we're talking about, in terms of the points that were mentioned in the particular document that I read earlier, yes, they're quite huge. So are we really suggesting that politicians in a climate who will be facing election, and we all know what happens to politicians, if you mention raising taxes or investing to borrow around public infrastructure, it's a huge unrealistic ask, is it not?
Hey, Ned. Well, no, Gerry, do you want to come in on that first?
Oh, OK, whatever, after you.
Thank you. As I say, when it comes to prioritising the investments we make, whether we choose to invest in education or whether we choose to invest in infrastructure, all of these things are essentially their political risk, because if they don't pay off, then obviously the politician has to explain why it was that they chose to take the path that they did. It requires the politicians to... As I say, we require a long-term strategy if we are going to make any significant difference to the position of the Welsh economy as opposed to the UK as a whole. And what I would suggest is that in order to reduce the political risk, what you try and do is you try and win friends across the political spectrum. Now, this is challenging because fundamentally the political parties have different approaches to what is an appropriate role for government in terms of the economy. Some are more interventionist by instinct than others. And also in this current climate where we have the austerity agenda, the idea of borrowing more and putting money on the debt is very, very difficult to sell, really, to our own parties and to the public. The question is, though, I mean, people want to see light at the end of the tunnel. People want to understand that austerity is not something that is going to last forever. People want to see that there is a brighter and more enthusiastic and more hopeful future. And if they want to see that, then we need actually a class of politicians who are going to explain how we're going to get there. And yes, we do need a good evidence base for that, because this is, as I say, if we're talking about taking political decisions, which are all risk, then what we have to have is a very good basis for the choices that we're making.
So I must admit this question.
Just add one more point to that before you come in, if that's okay. I mean, in that regard, then, what we're talking about is a massive political, cultural shift and change, which means that political parties, and yours as well, in particular, because I'm sure you're the lone voice on this one, would have to take a huge step and say, quite frankly, then, we are not going to damage or have a go or attack or go to the press about those issues that we don't agree with. I think we have to be realistic. Political parties will do that, and that's the crux of this matter, which is why we're not getting anywhere.
Gerry.
I must say this discussion gives me a nosebleed because, debt. Do you want to be in debt? What's the question? Should I be maxing out my credit card at 25% interest to have a party? Is that a wise investment? Or should I take out a mortgage on a completely undervalued house in Kincoy that's going to double in value in 2 years? What are we talking about? Borrowing for some things is an eminently sensible thing to do, and we don't do enough of it. And borrowing for other things is just, is the road to ruin. Now, we all know that, and that's not hard to explain to the public. I haven't met anybody so stupid they can't take that point on board. So, this talk about debt, global sort of amorphous thing. I mean, it's just boring.
But it has become the bogeyman, hasn't it?
Most people know there's no such thing as a bogeyman. Most people know that, once they get past 8 years old. Our politics has a wonderful talent for insulting the public. But they're getting away with it, so there you go. But my point here is that it isn't easy. I say at the beginning, if you're going to attempt to accelerate growth, a part of it, and only a part of it, will be a higher rate of public investment in things like training and infrastructure, as well as possibly, and probably here and I, David, do diverge a bit, I would be prepared to take some investments in commercial enterprises if I thought they were, not myself, but a public investment bank, for example, if they looked like a good bet. The extent to which you do that is something I think that you have to develop a political consensus about. But the point is, if you say we're not doing any of that, we're going to be utterly risk-averse and we're not going to be incurring any debt in the present situation, well, that's fine. That's fine. But then face up to what you're saying. You are perfectly content for Wales to remain at 72% of UK GVA forever. Because here's the point. There's no such thing as a Welsh economy. There's a British economy, sort of, embedded in the European economy. But, you know, Wales as an economic entity doesn't exist. If you just do the sensible things of training people, every bloody kid who gets a first-class degree is over the border and working in London. Hey, you know, look at my life story. I mean, that's what happens. Who's going to stay here? Why should anybody stay here? Now, you can take a view, you can take a good neoliberal view of that. You can say, well, we don't care. You know, as long as each individual is happy in his life, what more could we ask for? Well, okay, but then what's the point of a Welsh government? What's a Welsh government supposed to be doing? Isn't it supposed to be doing something about this little patch of earth and the people living on it? And if you want that to be prosperous, you may have to make some interventions to try and make sure that economic activity that would otherwise happen somewhere else happens here. But as I say, I don't wish to be evangelical about it. It's a question of what the Welsh people and their politicians want to do. All I'm saying is if they want to do something, they're not going to get there by doing what they're doing now.